זמן רווח כל every time you get light you get married that a person has to work עובד and turn off but the second thing that a person has to be עובד at is Shabbos Kodesh. He said the Shabbos comes once in 7 days. Doesn't this happen? Every 7 days, Shabbos kicks in. The Shabbos, every 7 days is the Shabbos. So the person that manages to make his Shabbos to become a andere Zach, he's oile ben yisale. The person that has Shabbos is a vacation day, is a weekend. So not only that he's not oiler, forget about the hefsek that Nishkim Ratzuf is. He said Hashem gave once in 7 days a Yom Shel Aliyah. And that's the Yom Shel Aliyah is a Friday to get ready to be Yom Shel Aliyah. And it became, and Deres HaAchoinim, he said that he didn't know yet even how bad it became when he spoke about it. I was married, we went today in the afternoon to Menachem Mogel, the fibers of the family, it's my brother-in-law. I was saying, I was speaking with Talmidim, from the Baron, all the Talmidim were there. And I was saying that in Lakewood, the Baron, for all the years that the older Talmidim were there, the Baron didn't live there. The Baron was there. Yom Chamishi till Monday night. That was the time that the Baron was in the yeshiva. So it was 3 shiurim that he gave. One was Yom Chamishi, one was Shabbos, and one was Monday. These were the 3 shiurim. The summer was 6 o'clock in the afternoon. The winter was mostly Shabbos. It was a regular day. Forget that, it was one of the, I don't know how they took notes, but I said they didn't take notes, but I said these notes, it's not the Ma'akim. But, Mikol Mekoyim, that was the Tzura Salimut. Not the Pshat is that people learn even that it's Shabbos. Now, I'm not trying now to discuss, for sure not the beginning, weiter, you know, to learn in Shabbos, the Tzufis of Shabbos. Bichlau, we spoke about Teir. But Shabbos is a day that a person lifts himself up and becomes more Kodesh, more close to Hashem. And I'm saying it's so mufka by us, not only that we don't become close to Hashem, Shabbos is the day that we go down. We try to get back up. So I want a little bit to remind me the volume. We know it's 3 Shabboses. Shabbos Maisa Bereshis is a Shabbos Matan Toiro and is a Shabbos Lo'osi Blovoi. When we daven on Shabbos, I mean, it's something very strange when we daven on Shabbos. Every Yom Tov, the tefillah is the same tefillah. Every day. Atochoinen, atochoinen, atochoinen. Yontef. Ato bechartonu, ato bechartonu, ato bechartonu. Meshashonu, besepach nechon, besepach nechon, besepach nechon. Musaf. Besepiyutin. But the tefillah is a consistent tefillah. This is the reason most people know davening ba'alpeh. Some people even know yontef davening ba'alpeh. Shabbos, the 3 Shmoneh Esrei are 3 different Shmoneh Esrei. Can I have a sitter here? Lel Shabbos, we start by Chulu HaShemayim V'Oretz. Shabbos by day we have Yismach Moshe and Matnas Chelkoi. And Shabbos afternoon we have Ato Echot Vishimcho Echot. So the two shtels on it. Shchoch is Abba Da, but the two brings it up. Why? All of the week, and all of the Yom, the tefillahs are consistent. And Shabbos is no consisting in the davening. And there is Yismach Moshe. Again, the Chosel Ishkor Ha'aili. Shiluch Yisavonim. Chikosum Sirosecho. Shabbos afternoon, at Echo, Mishimcho Echo, Migam Cho Yisrog, Echo Boretz. Also, every Yontif has two meals. Shabbos has three meals. Why three meals? It's like the two. Every day is two meals. Moses, it's Boike Boer. I don't know, some people eat with that, but Boike Boer. Hashem gave one in the morning, Slav by night. Yontif has two meals. Why Shabbos gets a turn? Why Shalosh Shulis? What is the point of having Shalosh Shulis? I'm thinking about the base Yisoidus. The Aleph base of Shabbos, Zog Betul, is three Shabbos. It's Shabbos Maisa Bereshis, Shabbos Matan Teiro, and Shabbos of La'os of Lo. And connected with three Shabbos is three davenings and is three meals. Leil Shabbos, Zog Betul, it's Shabbos Maisa Bereshis. We open davening, we say Vayichulu, right? The Chazan finishes the davening, say Vayichulu. You come home before Kiddush, say Vayichulu. And from that moment, till after Shabbos, we forgot about Vayichulu. Leil Shabbos, we stuff it. Shmoneh Esrei, coming home, Vayichulu, yeah? Vayichulu is very nice too. Why we don't own the whole Shabbos a little bit Vayichulu? Nothing. What? Leil Shabbos is Zecher L'Maisa Bereshis. I'll explain in a second more. Shabbos is a Raya, a Eidus, a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Vayonach Bayom Hashvi. This is the Avodah of Shabbos. Shabbos by day, Hakol Moedim Shabbos Nitnotot. Yismach Moshe B'Matnas Chelkoi. Shteiluchai Savonim Oirid Boyodo. Ubohem Kosum Shmira Shabbos. Vechim Kosum B'Sri Osecho. This girl explains that it's Oisi, Beini Uben Bnei Yisrael. Hashem gave the Torah, and so the Gemara in Shabbos, Oma Adolish Baruch Hu, Moshe Matune Toivo Yeshi Bezgnozai, Vishma Shabbos Shvo, Vani Roi Tzelito Leisroel, Lech Bo Hidir. When Shabbos, when Hashem gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, He gave us a present that is called Shabbos. Goy Sheshovas Chayev Misa. Why? He also has to believe that Hashem created the world in 6 days. Right? That is Shabbos, Maisa Bereshis. Although when Hashem gave it to us, like when He gave us Torah, the Goyim are not allowed to learn Torah. V'gam b'mnuchosoi lo yishkenu areli. This is the reason we mentioned it in Shabbos by day and davening. We don't mention it in Shabbos by Leil Shabbos. V'gam b'mnuchosoi lo yishkenu areli. Because it's not even shaykes to Leil Shabbos. Leil Shabbos, the Shabbos kivyochel, the Goyim could keep Shabbos as the Leil Shabbos Shabbos. As zeichel l'maisa bereishis, the Goyim also has to believe in maisa bereishis. He's also connected to that emuna. As he has to keep, but he's not going to show us chayav misim. Shabbos by day, ki oisi beini uvein bnei Yisrael. Not ki oisi ki borosis ha-shomayim b'zoret. It's a maton ha-toivo. Yismach moishe b'matnas chelkoi. Ki even nehem ol karos aloi. Plin tiberes b'roishe. V'gam b'mnuchosoi le'yishkenu alei. Shabbos afternoon is the third Shabbos. It's Shabbos Le'osid Lov. V'yom Shikulo is Shabbos U'menucho L'chaye Ho'ilom. Le'osid Lov is called Shabbos. דיום שכולו שבת. והיה השם למלך על כל הארץ. ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד. אתו אחד ושמחו אחד. ועושית לא בואי, בובי המצב, ואתו אחד ושמחו אחד. This is the tefillah of Shabbos after it. The Mavinim, it's not the time now, this is the bomb, also is tied to that, but that was really a bit deeper in Kabbalah, maybe we'll get it in the end. We have three different names, in Balel Shabbat we say boy, then we say bomb, Leo Rabbe. But that is the Yisrael of the three Shabbos. Zog the two, so it's three different meals. Three different Sudas. The people that know, not going over all of them, the Zmiras are divided to the three Sudas, the Fidi Zinyonim. What is the famous Lel Shabbos Nigger? That is the beginning of the meal, or the Nigger for the Suda. Kori Banoilam, right? But then the first, the Nigger of Kori Banoilam. Kori Banoilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. By day, the big part of the Zmiras is the part of Klal Yisrael of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Shel Hashudas is Yedid Nefesh, Nafshi Choy L'Asaf Osecho. This is Stam, I say Halapon. If Bocher, I say, oh, I say every year, I say it over again and again. Even if Bocher doesn't, we'll go to the Madrigas, I want to get together in Shabbos. The person gets married, he has to go to the Aleph Beis with his kids, there's three Sudas, there's three meals, three different davenings, three different Zmiras. This is the Aleph Beis of the Yisrael of the Tzur of Shabbos. I'm saying, this is Dvorim Shekin Tzur, I don't pick up all of it, but the Tzur already brings it down, it's not, I'm just thinking Malchivit, but the Yisrael of Dvorim, it's even up in Nigla, these are the three Chalom that we have in Shabbos. We'll start Shabbos Bereshis, first little Shabbos. Why does Shabbos start with Shabbos Bereshis? Because the Yisrael of Shabbos is Be'etz and Melach Techo Asui. You have to in Shabbos feel everything is done, you trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to know in our generation, maybe it's hard to keep Shabbos because some people are addicted to their phones, yeah? But that already is a really medical, you know, they have a spinner instead. But in the old days, everything was watering the plants, taking care of stuff. You couldn't take care of stuff over Shabbos, you didn't know what will be. No Shabbos class to take care of you. There's no automatic water machine, air conditioning is going up and down, you know, watering your plants, watering the factory you could work on his own. A person had to have emunah, Shabbos melach techo asuyo. I trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when Shabbos came and he closed shop, that was a huge nisayon for a person. It was a huge nisayon. What you didn't sell out of Shabbos, most times got spoiled. No fridges and that. The guy prepared food, he's no gdoli Yisrael, would go around to try to close the stores in time. The guy said, a little bit more, you know, when it gets on the shelf, it gets on the shelf, you know. And on Sunday, he will sell what he will sell. But then the supermarket closed, everything is ready for Sunday, it's all bizarre. But that is the Yisrael of the Emunah. Shabu says, when a person says Kiddush, and he says Vayichulu, he becomes a shutef lemaise bereishis. Already a couple times. It was one Friday, Yom Chamishi, I got a phone call from a Talmud that learned in Yeshiva. It's the five towns. He called the rabbi and said, "Hold on, me, Mechulek." I came back. What happened? Two things happened. One thing, every hour he's losing $50,000. Second thing is, they found out that his kids were sick, so they made a blood work, and they found out that he has like a Pesach. So it means that he has to separate them. So his wife called my rabbi, and he called me, what to do? I said, you know, he said, maybe you could die. I said, you know, I'm not a rabbi, but I could die. He said, no, you have to help us. I said, yeah, I'll go to the kaisel, what I could do. Yom Chamishi by night, Friday, finish yeshiva, went to the kaisel, daven. Temperature was very hard, but I went. Finished the diet, I was trying to stop a taxi. I don't know if sometimes you know, you try to stop it, hop at the top of the hill. Sometimes not so pushy. So I took a bus. I don't know, I went there, I sat in the back of the bus. I put down my head, and I had like fever. And I said, Yerushalmi, it's near me. And he gives me like a tap on the back. I could tell you, Chassid Shemaisa. I said, but do it quick. So I'm always going to have it. Someone came over to him, told him he's losing all of his parnasa. The rabbi told him, tell me, you speak in your business in Shabbos? He said, it's the only day I meet my wife. The rabbi told him, don't speak parnasa in Shabbos, Shvochu will take care of you. So Shekech put down my head. After 2 minutes, I get another bag. Can I tell you another chassidus shemaisa? I said, but the last one. Some old yid came to the rabbi, my kids are very sick, I don't know what to do. The rabbi told him, shteik in sforim, then I found it like a shmuel, that from a person says, when chulu becomes a shooter of lemaisa bereishis. Sometimes, when shas kiddush, when you can't much, you want to get a business into someone, you can't get in the door. If you go to the partner, so b'shas kiddush, you're a partner of the ribbono shel olam. You can bet in vos mivil, you can ask for what you want. So the rabbi told him, "B'shas Kiddush, you and your family will be mechaven. I'll be mechaven. Be'ez Hashem, the kid will be better. The kachaven, the kid was better." Then we showed him that the Shalom guy left the bus. The kid don't know. But then the wife said, I went to daven. You know, boom, it was two stories that sounds very similar. You know what? Maybe we could call them. We'll tell them to. So I called these people, his mamash was like in the morning here, it was almost Shabbos by us. I told him first, you know, Kalel Shabbos, Shas Kiddush, you, your wife, and me, and my wife, and my kids, we'll be daven, and all the kids will be okay. So now, as you know, I said, you speak on your business in Shabbos. It's the only day I meet my wife. I said, you're the kavan not to speak on your business, and everything will come back. Okay, Monday, I get a phone call from him. I can understand, his name is Ephraim Lowy, he lives in the Five Towns, you could call. I get a phone call from him, Baruch Hashem. You know, all the money came back. The hospital called, it was a mistake in the blood work. And you don't have the... Why is Pashut? Although I had this week, I had an Isaiah. I forgot about the mamash the second. I remember the story. But I had an Nisayon. I lived in Mamad Ashkol also, and I had a building near a shul. I was a guy that gave a lot of money to the shul, Mamash Abel. And he called me Friday. He was here for Shavuos. I got a message, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I said, Yeshiva, I opened my phone. There's a lot of, the whole world is here, you know. You go to visit the whole world, you can't learn, but not again. He said, what is your schedule today? I said, today I'm planning mamash to, just already went to the mikveh, I'm planning to put my phone in the house, and this is the shul to learn for 5-6 hours, you know, ashlama. I'm missing hours of learning, and from shuls, I'm planning to learn the whole time. If not, you can come to visit me in the shul, I'm sorry. I said, maybe somebody to Shabbos, you can come. I said, Tira, but the time finishes 9 o'clock. And 9:30, he was going with all the family to the restaurant and so on. So not again. He said, maybe I can come with him Sunday morning to Al Nufus. I said, I'm a Kayan. I'm sorry. The kids are my, I said, I came back. I said, I learned he never showed. So he told me, Ezra Hashem, I will show up to the shul, I will visit you. I was learning the whole time. never came, a guy came in and thought it's him. What's my name? I'm sure. Because I go home, my wife said, so why don't you listen? He lives here in Chavalisha.
He has a house here in Chavalisha.
Well, is the right thing? Go over to the Shabbos. So I had to walk off. I said, I'm not going to give you money. He wanted to see you. The right thing that you'll send him something for sure. So no. I took too many light with me. And I went. I came, I locked the door, I came to the shoes, and I said, yes, get them. We made the shoes there. Very nice, you know, very nice. So we finished, and it was like, it's 8:40, it's 9:00. I'm not going into the whole protocol. It's not what I wanted to speak about before. But anyways, we finish. So he tells me, okay, so I'll order you a taxi. So I said, I'll tell you the truth. Already, so Abdullah, I said, I can do Abdullah, but the time, you can do Abdullah, I can listen. Rabbi Shabbos. I said, I can't go to the taxi, I keep moving the time. They were rushing to go out to the restaurant, yeah, our families. Minus a bit of time. I said, the bus is another 12, 14 minutes. A taxi, you know, he was planning to order a taxi and to pay him a cheshbon. So I said, but I want to explain him that the taxi will have to wait here 50 minutes because I can't. So, okay, so we'll not order a taxi. He said, so what we'll do now? It's 12 minutes left. Like, you know, we said goodbye already. And I was like, I said, we could learn the flyer. He said, I already did it now because I'm flying tomorrow. I said, I can learn. I said, I'm behind covered blood. I said, what can I ever? I said, okay, you know, we'll sit down, we'll find something to speak about. So I had to ask him for something that I didn't plan to ask him. But, because I just could tell you that for that 10 minutes, I got $100,000. I remember I was misupik that the maize I could go to the taxi. The maize not to do a melocha. It's a bit of time. It's a chumra. Yeah, order. It's repaid. It's not comfortable. I'm stuck in a guy's house. And I said, you know, you keep Shabbos, you go lose. Even it became very not comfortable to stay there. I was just like, you know, the guys to the door and I said, I can't leave. I said, I keep up in the town. Sorry. Yeah. Not bad. By the way, I got exactly $100,000. Already half is already in my account. But I didn't go for that. I really said goodbye. I didn't go. What do you say? As long as you say it. If you keep Shabbos and you don't feel that you lose from Shabbos, you will see right away Hashem shows you. Right? In a week, in 5 weeks, in 10 years, but you have to be small. Even that you feel that it's not comfortable, it's enough that you know you park in a person's house for Shabbos. Yeah, yes, not night. The Maisi he wants to go, you know. But I couldn't go to the street. But you said, no, you're not going to walk back. He wants to pay for the taxi. But I can't take the money. A bit of time, I can't. Yeah, so you go. This is the Shabbos Maisa Bereshis. Now, I'm trying to explain. The other days of Shabbos Maisa Bereshis is this Emunah over Shabbos. The Emunah over Shabbos is Hashem made that we're not allowed to do Melocha in Shabbos to teach us that everything is from Him. So, a Sheishis Yimei HaMaisa that is a Chiyu B'Shabbos. It's a Chiyu B'Shabbos. Hashem made it in the world that we don't see bitochen black and white. We see bitochen black and white. If you see everything is from Hashem, Hashem, you will behave like you have to behave. But He gave us one day a week that we have to leave everything and trust Him. And in that day, to remember for life, every Nisoyon that comes, and Shabbos, to do Yishtadlis, to talk business, and you hold yourself, you never lose. And not only you never lose, then you bechush, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows you. The money was not for me myself, it was for the tzedakah that I wanted to make it clear. I don't need 100 pounds for myself. I need to see that by me deciding to be a little bit more firm and keep to what I make with that, will not take an hour or two hours or three hours to show me if I decide. I'm keeping what I'm keeping. I'm not going to lose from it. I will not lose from it. But this is Shabbos Ma'ase Bereishis. This is Vayechulu, Tushtotzu. Tushtotzu. This is every little Shabbos. The whole Shabbos is like that. The whole Shabbos is avoid. Not to have a tzad of the Shabbos. But it starts. Person's getting ready for Shabbos. You have to understand, when a person is in that madrigal, he starts to roll into the second Shabbos. We're not masking so much already today. Shabbos Matan Torah. If a person learns every word that you learn in Shabbos, is like Taryag times 630. So Shtus. Okay, Chaval to learn the whole week, yeah? If you learn Shabbos, but this day it's all matters. Shabbos guys only have an hour or two, yeah? But, again, we're not speaking now on Afsoka. But if a person is learn Shabbos, believes everything is from Hashem, it's only the Ribbono Shel Olam. He created the world. He can sit in bed and read a Mishpacha. Everything is in Hashem. Hashem, you created the world. Everything is you. It doesn't go. It doesn't go. The person is basic and the Gashmi is too bad. He doesn't have a Shaykhus. He doesn't have a Shaykhus. To Ruchni is, it means that he doesn't believe that Hashem created the whole world. What to tell you? What's Hashem will speak? We'll be over that a little bit. The Chokhmah is, I say, I don't know the measurement. And when you'll be 80, the Enik Lech say, but by our grandfather, Shabbos is something special. Then you know you passed the test. We have to build Shabbos and Fashidene Madregas. Fashidene Madregas. Shabbos is something else. He doesn't budge for Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference what happens. It's Shabbos. He doesn't speak business. He doesn't do this. He does not. Doesn't make Amira, he doesn't. It's a different Zach. I'm telling you, you're young. You could train it inside your system. There's a lot of stuff. We'll have to go Kaseda. There's a lot of stuff. I say, I don't know what I see about this. I see a Bachar Lamosha sometimes goes Shabbos afternoon without a tie. Okay? So I know that Bachar doesn't have Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon is like the peak of Shabbos. So why not wearing the tie? That tells us he becomes a really tie for Shabbos. He wears the tie because on Shabbos people get dressed. He's a fedora already, he don't have to be dressed. But if you feel more Shabbos, then he'll put two ties on for Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon is not less Shabbos. That is Hashem. Next week will be Novah, but the week after it will be Shabbos.